your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
A man found seriously injured in a street in Chatham has died in hospital and murder investigations underway. Officers were called to reports of a disturbance in Glencoe Road on Tuesday night. 33-year-old Michael Tierney was found with serious head injuries in nearby Hague Avenue. A 26-year-old's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, whilst a 27-year-old woman is also being held on suspicion of assisting an offender. Both remain in custody.
This is KM. MFM News.
Police have launched a manhunt after 9 people were killed in a mass shooting at a church in America. Lindsay has more for the update.
A white gunman opened fire as people prayed at the predominantly black church in South Carolina. Joe Riley is Charleston's mayor.
Have an awful person come in and shoot them is inexplicable.
Police are treating it as a hate crime.
We are looking for a white male, approximately 21 years old, sandy blonde hair. He obviously is extremely dangerous.
Come now, God! Come now!
Overnight, people came together to pray outside, but the community is angry.
People dislike other people simply by the color of their skin. And that's bad.
The church's pastor is believed to be among those killed.
3 men have been taken to hospital following a stabbing at a house party in Canterbury. Police were called to Salisbury Road in the city in the early hours of this morning following reports of an assault. A 19-year-old in a London hospital with serious injuries, whilst an 18 and 21-year-old are being treated locally. As Jason just mentioned in travel, there's still delays for drivers trying to get into Kent from Essex this afternoon. The M25 heading towards the Cuity Bridge had to be closed earlier after a crash involving 2 lorries at Lakeside. All lanes have now reopened.
KMFM News.
A woman's been taken to hospital after being found face down in a swimming pool at a hotel near Dartford. Emergency crews were called to Brands Hatch Place Hotel and Spa in Forcombe yesterday lunchtime. The woman's thought to be in her 20s and was fully conscious before being taken to Darratt Valley Hospital. One of the co-owners of Kent's Manston Airport has dismissed plans for a compulsory purchase of the site after revealing it could soon be home to a film studio. Other proposals include 2,500 homes on the Thanet land, which could be called Stone Hill Park. Chris Musgrave is one of 2 men who bought the site last year.
Kent is an absolute fantastic place to do business, and that's why we're doing it. We could go, there's lots of other brownfield sites in the area, but we do believe this can be a huge success. But what we do need some political support. We do need to get rid of this nonsense about CPOs.
KMFM News.
It's hoped a new app will bring a bit of art to train passengers before they arrive at one of Kent's biggest galleries. It's been designed to last the length of the 90-minute journey from London St Pancras to Margate. Sarah Martin is from Turner Contemporary.
It's a really enjoyable experience, I think. Some bits are much more abstract than others. There's lots of text and people narrating. So there's lots of different levels of sort of information and audio that you can listen to.
You can see our video report at kentonline.co.uk. And the latest 50 Shades book is set to be one of the biggest sellers of the year. Grey, which is told from the perspective of Christian, was released at midnight and is topping the charts this morning.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent are back in action in the T20 Blast at Canterbury tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the Spitfires, who are currently 5th in the South Group, are in need of a win as they take on Essex Eagles. Play's due to get underway at 6:30. Meantime, Kent Sam Billings has been named in the England side for a T20 international against New Zealand next week. The wicketkeeper's currently involved in the one-day series, which is level at 2-2, after England beat the tourists at Trent Bridge last night. The sides will meet in the shortest form of the game at Old Trafford on Tuesday. And in tennis, Andy Murray steps up his preparations for Wimbledon when he takes on Fernando Verdasco in the second round of the Queen's Club Championships later. Should he win, he could face the player who knocked him out at the All England Club last year, Grigor Dimitrov. Murray's mum Judy says her son can cope with expectations from British fans at this time of year.
He's been playing there since he played in the juniors in 2002, so he's well used to all the sort of expectation and, I guess, pressure that goes with being a British player in the spotlight at Wimbledon. So I know he'll be looking forward to it enormously.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.